Well, we are rapidly approaching the end of 2019, and so it might be time to start thinking about what happened this year that was really good, what things can I improve on for next year. But let's take that a step further, because life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow says a review of the last decade can be insightful as well. It is always good to be chatting, Sally.
Thank you for having me.
So we're reviewing, and it is a little different because, you know, we can look back and go, well, let's have a look at the decade as opposed to just the year. What are the benefits, I suppose, in looking back that far across a whole decade?
Well, you know, the thing is, for many of us, our lives have changed so much in 10 years. You know, when you think back to where you were in December 2009,
gosh,
to where you are now in 2019, there can be a real story in there about just who you've become. You know, I know for many people that they will have been through massive changes in that time. And I think sometimes we get very kind of focused on one particular year, not really evaluating the changes that we go through. And sometimes we can get a bit focused on just what we've achieved and not the lessons that we've learned along the way.
Okay.
And that's where the decade review comes in.
I suppose when we look back that far as well, not only can we see some of the changes, but maybe some of the ways that we haven't changed. In other words, some of the other patterns that keep repeating that are holding us in places where we actually maybe shouldn't be 10 years down the track.
You know, I think that's true. I think if you look at your life over that period of time, you can actually see patterns that have developed, and sometimes maybe opportunities missed or experiences not taken, and you can get a real insight into perhaps some of the fears that have held you back or some of the beliefs that held you back. And of course, the opposite of that could be that you've been through some massive challenges and become a totally different person in that time.
Now, I was listening to a podcast this morning, and you and I briefly talked about this off air, but it was with Oprah Winfrey and Brené Brown. And Brené was basically saying along the lines of asking the question is the important thing. So I know that you've got some questions that we can ask ourselves when it comes to reviewing our lives over the last decade that will help give us some clarity moving forward.
Yeah, so it's kind of the who, what, where, why questions. But, you know, where were you and what were you doing at the end of December 2009? That's the first place to start. And then start to move forward. What were some of the most significant events that happened in your life since that time? And the next one is to look at what is actually achieved in those 10 years, because I think if you go back and look at it, you'll probably see that you've actually achieved far more than you think you have. And sometimes we can forget of that in the day-to-day life. What did you see yourself that you wanted to achieve? Maybe you had some visions about what you wanted to achieve that you didn't. What do you wish had not happened? So where are there some things in your life that went on and you weren't expecting them and at the time felt really hard, or perhaps you felt that life was, you know, unfair? And then what do you wish had happened? So those are the questions you start with. So then we take that list of events and write them in as much detail as possible. And then list the challenging aspects of the last decade and see if you can find the lessons. You know, hindsight, 2020.
Sure.
hindsight's 2020. And sometimes things happen to us and we can't actually see the reason why for many years later. So if you look in the terms of a decade, so things have happened. So who have you become because of that challenge? What did you learn about yourself? They're really powerful lessons that I think can really help you in moving forward.
Yeah. Okay, some great thought-provoking questions there as we do a 10-year review and some of the benefits, according to life coach, author, and speaker Sally Tebow. You can find more details, as always, at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T. That's sallytebow.com.au. Sally, love that. Looking forward to setting that for next year. In the meantime, you take care of yourself, and we will talk soon.
Thanks, Tim.